Unfortunately, here we are yet again talking on Highland in relation to my request for an overall arching development plan, a master plan for Maharoti. If you look at Maharoti, which is one of the most beautiful areas, that not alone in West Donegal, but also right across the 32 counties, an area that has a beautiful beach surface on a daily basis, a pier that is hugely important both to the fishing community and to the island community that service Anishbofin, I guess, Alan Hari. We have an economic hub there that belongs to Drisnagiltata, with small indigenous businesses operating out of it. But unfortunately, for the wider community, here we are, like I says, talking about a project that should have started many, many years ago. I have called for a meeting along with the stakeholders here, myself, I guess, Collier McGee, and I'm extremely grateful to Collier McGee, who also has put a lot of time and energy into trying to get this master plan together. We have asked for Drisnagiltata, the island community's representative, Drisnagiltata, Corle Combay Winningal, and also many others who have invested interest here, especially the Inuit in Maharoti and the fishing community. We've been asking for this meeting for a long time, and we feel that we are constantly going round in circles. Myself and Corle McGee met and had a discussion with the director only within the last week or two. And unfortunately, I feel that having to go public with this would probably and hopefully put more pressure on the council, because I believe the money is there. What's lacking here is the will from Corle Combay Winningal. And yes, there has been meetings with the department, and yes, Corle Combay Winningal has initiated some of the meetings, but the reality is that we haven't seen the money that we believed was available to us. We haven't seen the money, we haven't seen the consultants, and we haven't seen the consultation with the wider community. What is it that we need to see develop? For example, we don't have a safe access onto the beach. You have to walk across rocks. If anybody with certain challenges or with ability, it's not accessible to them. If somebody wants to take a buggy onto the beach with their young ones, it's not accessible that easy. We have a car park, yes. We've looked at the car park and applied for funding this year, but it's not even keen. This is the second time we've applied for funding for the car park. We're looking for a toilet. Myself and Collier McGee have been looking for a toilet there for a long time, but more importantly, the wider community, the fishing community, the local community and the island community needs a toilet there. We have a makeshift toilet there at the moment that has been hired in, but what we need is a change in places. We need a toilet that is available to people of all abilities. And like I says, Maharoti, Tishakalant, and it's a disgrace that we haven't seen the development in the Maharoti area at the pier and the beach develop as it should have.
And you've raised that people are asking you why there hasn't been any progress made, and while other projects across the county do receive that development and upgrades, it must be disappointing within the community.
Well, look, first and foremost, I would like to congratulate all the communities that are seeing investment in them. Some of these developments from Alchacharan, I've been quite heavily involved in Aaron Moore. But yeah, people are frustrated. I'm asked without exaggeration on nearly a weekly basis, where are we? Are you just saying this to get some PR out of it? You know, are you even bothering doing anything? And it's frustrating for the wider community. When I started talking about this, I had two requests. I had a master plan, what we were looking for Hanya Maharoti, and a master plan for offers at the pier there in Aaron Moore, where we were looking for the possibility to develop, and then requested meetings on developing possibly another pier for the ferry and for the wider community in Aaron Moore on the island further north from where we are, and on Alchacharan. And the fact is that I believe that there are ample amount of money out there. What we need is the will to be there. We need the civil servants to sit down with us and look at what the hopes and aspiration of that wider community is and start delivering. We have been left behind over many generations by failed politicians who only looked after their own self-interest and the interest of their upper-class business community. We, the working-class community, the coastal community, the fishing community, who has been let down by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and those within the county that has been at the trough, been at government table for many years. We only want what we believe we're entitled to.